We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck, and in the next hour, we are going to get you ready for really what is the start of the basketball season at UB. We'll talk with UB men's basketball head coach Jim Weitzel. We'll also get the latest updates from Brian Wolf of the Athletic Communications Office, and we'll visit with Gabe Grant, one of the key senior transfers on the Bulls men's basketball team. We'll also talk women's basketball with Sarah Trinelli from the Athletic Communications Office, along with head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. It all gets started for the men's team tomorrow night when they host Dartmouth at 7 o'clock. Then they're back home again to take on Nazareth on Monday. The UB women's basketball team at Niagara Saturday for a 4 o'clock start, home to Canisius on Tuesday night at 7. But we get our show rolling with UB basketball men's head coach Jim Weitzel. Well, Jim, this is our first real good chance to talk since you got your first look and everybody got their first look at this team in the exhibition game. What did you learn about your team in that victory over Damon?
You know, I liked our enthusiasm. I liked our intensity. We had some really good stretches of defense. We didn't play very good post defense, but we got our hands on balls and got some deflections and got some runouts, which I think our fans are used to seeing us play that way. A kind of an assertive, aggressive type of defense. We got some our running game going a little bit, and then we had periods where we shot the three really well, which was good. And Damon gave us a lot of different looks defensively, which I was real happy with. They played some 1-3-1, some 2-3, man to man. So for being early in the season, those things I was pleased with. And then we were able to play a lot of guys at different combinations. We're still trying to figure that out yet, Paul, but. I thought it was progress from our scrimmage the week before to that game. Good progression. Now it's the curtain comes up, and now we got to do it on Friday night. But I was pleased with the progression.
Right. I think the two of the players that a lot of people were really curious to see because they'd heard so much about them and they come in as seniors are the two transfers, Antoine Johnson and Gabe Grant. And I don't know that you could have asked for those guys to do more for you or at least show everybody what you already knew about them other than what they did in that game.
Yeah, it was great because Antoine wasn't able to play in our scrimmage. So it was nice to just get him out and play him heavy minutes. And then Gabe, I thought, has played very well in all those. I mean, in a little bit with Gabe, like he came off the bench, but we've talked to him a little bit like it's like last year we had Dante Crothers and Nick Perkins come off the bench. In our program, that's kind of lots of times a compliment to come in and be that guy. And, you know, he led us in scoring. And I thought Antoine played very well, had some really good stretches. So for both those guys, I think it was good to kind of get a little of the rust and the dust off and playing game experience. So very happy, and I really think those guys are invaluable for us because they're older. They've played in very good programs. Middle Tennessee State was excellent. They've been in the NCAA tournament. They've been the NIT. Both these kids have been around good teams, not only our team last year, but very good teams before they transferred here.
Is one of the things that you're still working on is how you're going to use the guys, you know, who's coming off the bench, who's starting, who's going to play with who's going to play when. Is that one of the big coaching things that you still have to try to map yourself out with?
Without a doubt. You know, I think the biggest thing I tell the guys right now, if you can guard multiple guys, that helps you better than anything because the way we play, because we want to run and it gives you more flexibility to stay through any mistakes or whatever. So I've really been talking about your defense, being more flexible in that. The offensive stuff will come. We'll figure out ways to put you in different spots to help you get there. So Laquil Hardnett's a good example. Redshirted last year at Cincinnati. He was injured, so he hasn't played in either one of our exhibitions, but we've been real happy with him in practice. We just got to get his conditioning level up. And also playing him with, let's say, a Brock Bertram or Josh Mabala or Gabe Grant, all those different combinations, they got to figure out where to go. But I keep telling them the priority is defense, take care of the ball, take good shots. The rest of the stuff will work its way out.
You mentioned Brock Bertram. He got the start, and I think he's going to do a lot of starting and play a lot of key minutes for you this year. He's finally getting his chance. He's
sure.
Been very patient. What do you want to see out of Brock Bertram as a big body in the middle this year?
I think he needs to bring his basketball knowledge and transfer it on the floor. He's very smart basketball IQ. We need him to be a very good defensive player and a good rebounder. He's been our best rebounder in practice. We stat it every day. So Brock's generally been number one or two almost every day. So that's how he's earned the spot. We need him to stay out of foul trouble. That's kind of the big thing. He's had troubles with, you know, working his technique, make sure that he's been solid that way. I think he's got a chance to really help our team because he's understanding of what our program's about, and he's played against Nick Perkins. That's probably his best friend. Him and Massenburg are the two best friends on last year's team. And I told him, I said, take that knowledge, what you've learned, playing against Nick every day. And there's days he played very well against Nick, and put that on the floor. And part of that is he's got to do that on the practice floor and then succeed in doing that in the game. But I'm real happy. I think he's really worked harder. He's in better shape than he was last year. He can play longer minutes. And I think he can focus in on what we need him to do in the role.
All right, for Brock and the whole gang, they've got that 26-game home winning streak that they're going to try to do their best to defend as you move through the beginning of your schedule here. Reflect on that a little bit and what it means and how much of a home court advantage Alumni Arena has become for you.
Yeah, I am really proud of that. We talk about that a lot in recruiting, and it's testament certainly to our players and how hard they work. But along with it, it's our student body and our fan base. I mean, what they've done and you know, it's been truly a home court advantage when we've played at home. And it's really been, it helps you. And we're going to need it more than ever because this team is much more inexperienced. So they don't have, you don't have CJ Massenburg just dial up and when it comes to money time or Nick Perkins down there. So we're going to have to collectively really grow as a group that way. And so that home court has been something that we really cherish and we really take a lot of pride in doing. And so that idea that how you're going to play at home is really, really important to us. So Friday night, our intensity level, our hustle, our playing unselfish, the extra pass, and playing with enthusiasm, play with great respect, those are really, really important for us. And to have that at this level, you know, to have the best home court winning streak is really impressive. I mean, when I was at St. John's, you could kind of plan your schedule. You're going to play a lot of, let's say, 11 home games and maybe two road games or one. And you didn't have that. You don't have that advantage here. So when you do get a chance to play at home, you better have great awareness and really be excited about it and protect that court.
All right, 26 in a row. Jim's going to make sure that that streak continues. We'll have much more with Jim Weitzel, including a dive into the next couple of Bulls opponents when we return to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Town Mini for the Fall Mini Sales Event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Town Mini, like the new 2020 Mini Cooper Countryman All-4 with room for your team. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Town Mini on Main Street in Williamsville, just 20 minutes from campus, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at townmini.com.
We love our town.
Oh, here's the 4K video I took on my iPhone 11.
Oh, the squirrel video?
I swear it was a bear.
Your fear looks amazing on this iPhone 11.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s, four lines, just $35 a line with qualifying trade-ins.
Video streams at 480p via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers. $30 plan plus $5 phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel, credits may stop and remaining balance due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus 2917 times 24 pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Back on the UB Basketball Insider Show, my name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Good to hear Jim Weitzel as excited as he is, but he's even more excited because he's got real games to get ready for tomorrow night against Dartmouth, a 7 o'clock home opening tip at Alumni Arena. Then he's back to work again on Monday against Nazareth, also a 7 o'clock start at Alumni Arena. Let's get the latest on those two first opponents for the Bulls from the Bulls head coach, Jim Weitzel. Well, Coach, home opener, season opener officially for you, Friday night against Dartmouth. The Big Green come to town for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Tell us what we need to know about the Dartmouth Big Green from the Ivy League.
I think Dartmouth's going to have a great year. They've got a good base of kids back. They, unfortunately for them, a lot of their better players got hurt during the Ivy League play. In the Ivy League last year, they're in the net rankings was right behind the MAC. So a lot of good basketball there. So Harvard right now is ranked in the top 25, and they beat Harvard at Dartmouth last year, and then their game at Harvard went down right to the wire. So watching those two pieces of tape, we got our hands full. We did play very well last year with them, and I think we caught them at a good time. But this is a very good basketball team. It's going to be a good challenge for us. We're going to have to come out and play real well. What they run is a little bit of a Princeton-style offense, so there's a lot of backdoor, a lot of cutting, a lot of dribble handoffs, and they shoot a lot of threes. So we got to be really complete defensively. And then defensively, they've been very sound. They've got a young man named Knight who is an all-Ivy League player. I think he's outstanding. It's a hard matchup for any of our guys. And they shoot the three very, very well. So it's going to be a great challenge, and we're going to need to be real sharp on Friday night.
It was, I guess it was interesting for you in getting ready for this game, because I know you certainly keep in touch and talk a lot to Nate Oates, and he's got his season getting going in Alabama, but he's opening against an Ivy League team.
Sure.
You're opening against, so you guys were kind of watching the same game scouting film, weren't
you? Yeah, we were both scared, too. We were both like, wow, you know, he plays Penn in his opening game. We got Dartmouth, and so it was funny. We were talking on the phone the other night, and we were both watching like the Penn Dartmouth game, but obviously we're worried. I'm worried about Dartmouth. He's worried about Penn. So it was funny. I said, "Boy, we've probably watched more Ivy League games, you know, because you really kind of try to load up on that when you've got free time than we ever have." So we both got our hands full in two very good programs, and Ivy League obviously is known for its great academics, but its basketball level is very, very good this year. It's going to be a lot of good basketball teams, and Dartmouth's going to be one of them.
Take me inside a little bit of the scouting approach, because you mentioned you played Dartmouth last year. You beat them last year, but obviously a lot of what this Buffalo team did against Dartmouth last year isn't here anymore. So how much stock do you put into that? How much do you show that to the guys here now? How much will you build a game plan off of what you saw from last year?
Well, some of the ways you do certain coverages, you need to go back and look at what was good and what wasn't good. So we kind of have a good base from that game on those type of things. Then also defensively, they've kind of changed a little bit, I think, a little bit in terms of their structure, because they've got some of their kids back that are healthier. So that's one of the things you're trying to do as much as you can, research, go back to their games that they played early before they got hurt in the Ivy League when they were playing very, very well. Then you're trying to incorporate that, because obviously they had to probably pare down some of the things when some of the kids got hurt. And so you've got to go back and really try to be very thorough in terms of your research on them. And then along with your guys is understanding is that we may not make that shot in practice, but if we didn't defend it well, like today I talked to our guys several times, our goal team, which is our scout team, had good looks. They didn't make it. Well, Dartmouth will make that shot. So we really reminded them over and over. So we'll take practice. We'll cut it up. We'll show some practice tape of them the next couple of days in terms of our preparation. And our guys usually do a pretty good job of studying their opponents. So we really got to hone in on that and make sure we're really well prepared.
All right, so after Friday's home opener against Dartmouth, you're back here again on Monday to take on Nazareth, just up the road in Rochester, Division III school. Beyond playing a D3 in Nazareth, just kind of what do you want to accomplish in these early couple of games?
Well, I think what you want to do is you certainly want to develop your foundation. Ours is defense, take care of the ball, and take good shots. If we do those things, you can grow. If you don't do those things, you're always going back and redoing things. So that's very, very important. Nazareth will be a team that I coached Division III for 5 years, and there's kids that can play in every level. And I think that's really, really important. And obviously, they'll be excited about, you know, the opportunity to play here in Alumni Arena. But along with it, my thing is, like, come ready to play, because we found, like, Damon played us very tough. You know, his first 15 minutes, they had us scheme-wise. We were chasing, and we weren't really sound. And we were lucky they missed some shots. So I think the big thing is respect the game. Come out and respect your opponent. And we want to get better and better. So that's part of just whoever you play every night, we need to see growth.
All right, so as you're on the brink here of getting this all started, you've been a coach long enough that I don't even want to ask you if you're nervous or if there's jitters, but this is still a big deal, right?
Sure.
You got a chance to be a head coach at a terrific program here. So what's your mindset right now as you get ready to get started?
My mindset is make sure that we're prepared. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, we've talked to you guys all week about the word preparation. You know, are we doing the right things to get prepared? Are we doing it basketball-wise, mentally, and then also physically in the training room, taking care of bodies? That gives you the best chance of winning. So preparation, we've really talked to them about having a lot of pride in doing that. To me, I'm really excited about seeing where our progress is at from where we've been. These kids, I love the team. They're more enthusiastic and more rah-rah than last year. And we got to channel that into a good thing because what
they
happens?
Were quiet killers last year.
Yeah, last year those guys did sweat stuff. Sometimes you got to try to get them a little more rah rah. But they were like, "We got it, we got it." Those guys, when it came to the ball being tipped up, they went out and got stuff done. Our group, the big thing is, can you play through your mistakes? Can you play through the emotion when things aren't going your way, when your shot's not going? That's when you got to see growth. And that's one of the things that we've constantly talked to them about over and over since I got the job. You know, that's part of getting better and playing at a championship level. So those are areas that we certainly haven't conquered, and we need to get there. So those are things I was definitely looking at with our guys' body language, self-talk, staying with things. That's going to be really, really important.
All right. Good to see you are as fired up as everybody else is for the start of the UB men's basketball season. Once again, Dartmouth tomorrow night, Friday, home opener for the Bulls at 7 o'clock, and then back to work on Monday against Nazareth, also at 7 o'clock. More men's basketball talk coming up next on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Last year alone, Niagara Premium Chocolates helped schools and organizations raise over $2.5 million and is committed to making a difference in the local community. Starting a chocolate fundraiser for your organization is easy. Just visit NiagaraFundraising.com to learn more. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Back at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus, it's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and we continue with the UB Basketball Insider Show. My name is Paul Peck, getting everybody ready for the men's basketball home and season opener tomorrow night at Alumni Arena, a 7 o'clock tip-off against Dartmouth. For a little more insight into the team and how everybody is playing and what our expectations are, we welcome in Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications. And Wolfie, tell everybody a little bit of your sense of just overall how you're feeling heading into the official start of the season tomorrow night.
I think everyone's really excited and really anxious to get this season going. It was fun to play the exhibition against Damon, But that was a long time ago. And then now you have 2 weeks between the Damon game and this Dartmouth game. So I think everybody's just ready to get this season rolling. And I know the team's excited. I know fans are excited. They put on a good performance against a really good Division II team in Damon. And I think anybody who saw that performance knows it could be another special season.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because my question to you is, what did you learn about this team and maybe what it will mean moving forward this season from what we saw, granted an exhibition, granted against a Division II program, but what were your observations from that victory by the Bulls?
A lot of really good players, maybe even a more complete roster than even last year. I know that's hard to say with some of the seniors that were on last year's team, but I mean, this is a squad that could go 10, 11 deep and really not have a whole lot of drop off. So that's really nice for Coach Weitzel to have. And a guy like Laquil Hartnett, who is a really highly touted recruit who transferred from Cincinnati, he missed that Damon game. So people still really haven't seen him yet and how he'll work his way into the rotation. But I think you got to be really excited with what you saw. I think people were interested to see the two seniors that sat out last year, Gabe Grant and Antoine Johnson, guys that were part of this, you know, 32-win season, but they couldn't be out on the floor. And they played a huge part in last year's success. Gabe Grant led all scores with 19 points. Then you have the sophomores, Jonathan Williams, Rondo Segu. These are guys that have been in the gym every waking moment since probably last season ended. And you can tell they both had huge games. Jonathan's improved so much. He was in the starting lineup. Rondo came off the bench, had 12 points, 14 assists, I believe, off the bench. So, I mean, these are guys that are just going to keep getting better. And then it was their first chance to see some of the new players as well.
Back to Gabe and Antoine. Antoine Johnson, 12 points, and one of the early nominees for Dunk of the Year in that game against Damon. Gabe Grant, who I think we knew a lot less about, 19 points. 4 of 7 three-point shooter. Didn't know he was that good a three-point shooter. Those guys are going to be lumped together, but in reality, as you think about it, having the benefit of two seniors that have played major college basketball before to be kind of dropped onto this team to fill some of the gaps of the Massenburgs, Perkins, and Harris's, they're not necessarily going to fill all of that gap, but they go a long way towards filling it that maybe a young freshman might not have been able to.
Yeah, and you know, for these guys, this is their last chance. This is their last opportunity to play in an NCAA tournament. So they're excited. They're going to give it their all. And look, I don't know that a guy's going to fill in for a CJ Massenburg and average 18 points a game, but there's a lot of guys that can average 15 points a game, 13 points a game, 11 points a game. When you put all that together, it's probably going to be another season where you're going to see a UB team that's averaging close to 80 points.
Jonathan Williams, I think, was what he did in the game against Damon, where he scored 16 points on 7 of 13 shooting, was really intriguing, because there's been so much hype about Jonathan last year amongst the highest recruits, the highest recruit this program has ever gotten, among the highest recruits that the MAC has ever seen. And we just didn't see a lot of them last year because you didn't need to see a lot of them. And it almost felt like when I interviewed Jonathan after the game, there was a relief, like an exhale, like, hey, that's me. I just didn't have the chance to show that to you.
Yeah, I think you got to give Jonathan a lot of credit last season. I mean, it's hard, you know, when you've always been the guy and now you're a freshman on a team that's really good with a lot of seniors, and you're going to get in and you're going to get some minutes, but you're not going to get the minutes you're used to. And if things aren't going right for you, whether it's on the shooting end, whether it's on the defensive end, unfortunately, you're going to get pulled out and you're not going to play a lot. This year, it's totally different. This is going to be a guy that is going to see 20, 30 minutes a game. And I think he understands that, you know, this is his opportunity now, and he's going to take full advantage of it.
Brian Wolf is the director of athletic communications for UB. His focus on the men's basketball team. It's the Wisdom of Wolf segment here on the UB Basketball Insider. A lot of anticipation of excitement about Josh Mbala, who doesn't get cleared to play this year on his transfer from Texas Tech until Wednesday, then comes out the next day and plays in the game against Damon. And he brought exactly what everyone had said he was going to bring, which is a defensive presence, shot-blocking ability. If that's all he does this year, can he be a huge addition?
Yeah, and I think it's been a while since the Bulls have had a shot blocker, rim protector like Josh Mbala. Even on last year's team, you didn't really have that role. You didn't really have a player like that on last year's squad. But I mean, he's extremely talented. I mean, for a guy who was recruited to play in the Big 12, you know he's going to be a really good player. And I think his offensive game will come a little bit, you know, because you didn't know that he was going to get cleared until the day before Damon. he was on the scout team for most of that week, so he didn't really integrate himself into the offense because he wasn't 100% sure if he was going to play or not. Now that he knows that he's eligible, he knows he's going to play, now we can really unleash Josh and see how he fits in with the offense as well.
Tomorrow night against Dartmouth, 7 o'clock tip-off at Alumni Arena. It's the official season and home opener for the Bulls. Will be a little banner-raising tomorrow night, won't there?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We all know that last year's in the past, but it's one more opportunity to celebrate the best season in school history, and these guys deserve it. They deserve to see the banner going up in the rafters. So it'll be fun. It'll be emotional for some of the guys. I'm sure Coach Oates and some of those guys down in Alabama will be watching the live stream so they can see that banner go up as well. So it'll be really nice to celebrate that team one last time.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear the game on ESPN 1520. You'll be able to see it on ESPN Plus. All part of the season opening game against Dartmouth, the team the Bulls played last year and defeated at home last year. So the Ivy League visitors will come in, and certainly Bulls fans will hope that will all happen again. It's the start to another college basketball season. We'll have plenty of time hanging out with you, Wolfie. Appreciate this amount of your time.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications, and we're talking men's basketball because it's the UB Basketball Insider Show. Once again, men's basketball tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Dartmouth. Much more to come as we get you ready for the start of the basketball season for men's and for women's, which has already started. More to come here. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Town Mini for the Fall Mini Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Town Mini, like the new 2020 Mini Cooper Countryman, all 4, with room for your team. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Town Mini on Main Street in Williamsville, just 20 minutes from campus, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at townmini.com.
We love our town.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer.
Tropical Heating and Cooling.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Tropical heating and cooling.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We continue to talk UB basketball, men's and women. We've got the head coach out of the way. We got the insights from Brian Wolfe. It's now it's time to head into the locker room and find out what one of the key players this year for the Bulls is thinking about heading into the season. Our guest is Gabe Grant, senior forward from Chicago, Illinois. And Gabe, before we get too deep into a little bit of your background, which I think is interesting, just take me through a little bit of what it was like for you to have to sit out last year and watch and wait, knowing that the transfer from Houston wasn't going to allow you to play this season.
It was difficult, you know, coming in. You never want to just sit out. You love to compete. You love to play. So it was challenging. But the exciting thing about it was I was on a great team with a good group of guys, and you know those guys were veterans, and you know I was able to watch those guys and just, you know, learn and be a, you know, a student of the game for a year, which was huge for me. And just, you know, being in this process and watching the fans and just enjoying it, you know, one for the first time I really was able to enjoy basketball instead of being a competitor, which was huge for me.
You had to see the big picture in all
right.
this, right? You
right.
had to know that I'm not going to play exactly. this year because I'm going to see the benefits of it. That's never easy to do, particularly
easy.
For an athlete who wants to be out there.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but, like, you got those good guys in your ear, like, even the coaching staff last year telling you, like, it's a bigger picture. Even Weitzel, you know, telling me, like, you have to get ready. Like, right now you're earning those times next year, and it made sense to me. You know, it made sense to put in the work then so I can earn the benefits later, which was something that wasn't hard to grasp. It was something I knew I had to do.
Talking with Gabe Grant, Bulls senior forward, and going to be one of the key players for UB's men's basketball team this year. All right, so you finally get all that frustration washed out of your system in the exhibition game a week or so ago against Damon. 19 points off the bench, 6 rebounds, 7 of 11 shooting, 4 of 7 three-point shooting. I joke with you after the game. I said, I didn't know that you were that good a three-point shooter, but are you? Is that what we're going to see?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I love to shoot the three, and something that's, you know, something when that's going good, a lot of my other game aspects too. I love to rebound. I love to go out there and get as many rebounds. I wish I could have got more that night. But, shooting threes is something that, you know, I love to do, and hopefully, you know, I can continue that. You know, that's a good percentage.
What was it like to finally get out on that court, run up and down that court, make some plays, be out there with your teammates? You've been doing it in practice. Nobody's seen it. We finally got a chance to see it.
It was special, man. And I know everybody, like, it was an exhibition game or whatever, but for me, it was just opportunity to, you know, just get out there and play, man. It's been for so long for me, you know, with the transfer and then coming here, sitting out, and it was exciting, man. I can only give God the glory for that one.
After the game, you said something very interesting. You came off the bench in that game against Damon, and even though you led the team in scoring, you did it off the bench. You said you learned a lot from Dante Carruthers and Nick Perkins being around them last year, seeing how they sort of understood and accepted their role. Talk a little more about that and how the fact that it doesn't seem to matter to you whether you're going to be in the starting lineup or not.
Well, it can't matter to me, first off, because we're about winning here. And I just talked to Dante pretty much before the game when I got the starting lineup, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to come off the bench. And he was like, oh, man, that's great. He was joking. He was like, bro, you're going to love it. He's like, you get an opportunity to come in and do what you do. And, you know, you're going to actually, you know, play exactly the way you want to play and get the exact same results. And I was like, you sure? And it was a little bit interesting to hear it, you know, because somebody who I know, he'll love to start. Like, anybody would love to be in that starting lineup. But
you guys all want to start.
Yeah, reality, you have to understand, like, what's best for the team. And, you know, watching Perk do it, you know, I think he did it for 3 years.
Mastered that, didn't
he? Yeah. So, you know, he's not too far off. I think he's doing pretty good for himself right now. And they won a lot of games, you know. So it's something that you have to embrace. If you don't embrace it, you won't really get anything out of it. And I think that's when you get to see, like, people not, you know, fulfill their full potential.
Back to what we talked about before, you had to embrace the fact that you were going to sit out and watch. Has that helped you now embrace some of those other things that maybe people on the outside would go, oh, he wants to start.
Yeah.
He's not going to be happy not starting.
No, it's huge because even at Houston, I didn't play that much at Houston. So I had to learn how to come off the bench anyway, which was something new for me because at junior college, I was All-American and I played the whole game. And so when I went to Houston, it was something that I love that experience because it taught me how to, you know, be patient, pick your spots, learn how to come in off the bench with the same amount of energy you would if you were to start the game. So I pretty much had that mindset there, and just to translate it here to watch those guys get to it at such a high level, like Perk and Dante, it was easier for me to watch those guys, but it was something that I had to learn. Period. You have to do what you got to do for the team. At this level, you got to, you know, be a role player and be a team guy. So it was something I had to embrace early.
Talking with Bulls forward Gabe Grant here on the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. 2 years with the Houston Cougars, played 24 games there. You didn't get a lot of playing time, but it's got a great tradition. It's a cool place. They've had a lot of success there. What do you take out of those 2 years in Houston?
growth as a person. I grew extremely, you know, I matured. When you had a situation where you don't really get the results that you want, you have to learn how to create happiness in other places. And it's a maturity level that I had to, you know, learn. And it helped me even sitting out last year, because as a senior, most seniors don't sit out. I'm a four-year guy, and I'm like, I'm a little bit older. So I was like, all right, this is not a place I expected myself. You know, when you come into high school, you expect, you know, going to college, you're going to be this big time guy and all those things, but you have to be realistic. And that's a maturity level to understand what's going on in your situation and having to be able to, all right, how can I get the best out of this situation?
All right, you grew up in Chicago, which is a great basketball town, a great history of basketball there. What was it like to grow up in Chicago? What was it like to become a basketball star in Chicago?
It's tough, man. It was tough. Chicago's a tough place, man, but it's the best place in the world, other than Buffalo. So it's just a place where I learned how to be tough. I learned how to be gritty. I learned how to, you know, just, you know, big, just it's a basketball city, man. It was a big part of who I am.
Yeah. Weitzel's got his Chicago ties. Yeah, you guys Chicago talk Chicago a little
all
bit.
The time, man. He's a Cubs fan, I'm a White Sox fan, but you know, we make it happen.
All right. Good stuff, Gabe. It's gonna be exciting to see you sort of break loose a little bit this year. I know people are fired up about it. Can't wait to see you keep popping those threes in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Gabe Grant, senior forward for the UB basketball team, gonna be a real key player for UB this season moving forward as we get this season going. Much more to come here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. We'll shift around, talk a little women's basketball when we return. This is the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
Oh, here's the 4K video I took on my iPhone 11.
Oh, the squirrel video?
I swear it was a bear.
Your fear looks amazing on this iPhone 11.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s, four lines, just $35 a line with qualifying trade-ins.
Video streams at 480p via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers. $30 plan plus $5 phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel, credits may stop and remaining balance due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $29.17 times 24. Pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth 1,000 words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include less than the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
54-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution. Emergency room online registration. And it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be. And that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org. Arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose. And be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, check-ins available, and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show. We come to you from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We're talking basketball, men's and women's. We welcome in for a little insight into the UB women's team now that they have a couple of games under their belts. It's Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director for Athletic Communications. Sarah, some early observations now that you've had a chance to see the Bulls play their exhibition opener against Mercyhurst, their first game against Central Connecticut State. Give me a sense of what you're thinking and feeling about this team and this season.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit, I guess, as expected in terms of we knew the youth was going to be out there, but we also knew the youth was going to play a lot of minutes, and you saw that in the early going, all four freshmen getting in and getting action, and obviously, you know, one that stands out is De'Asia Fair. I think there was a lot of hype around her going into the season, and it seems and appears to be rightly so. Just really super athletic, talented, sees the floor well, and I think Bulls fans are going to really enjoy what they get to see out of her this season. And then your veteran presence was there as well, a Hannah Hall, a Teresa Onwuka, you know, leading the Bulls on both sides of the floor, and they'll be mainstays in the lineup to come as well.
You had mentioned very early on to me that De'Asia Fair was going to be a player to watch, you know, and sometimes you see that group of freshmen and they all have these incredible credentials, but you never know which one of them are going to adapt quick enough to the major college game and which one of them are actually going to become key contributors. It looks like De'Asia not only is adapting and will be a key contributor, but apparently looks like she's going to be a starter. She does not seem to me to have any fear whatsoever. Fear of the opponent, fear of shooting, fear of trying to score. If she needs to shoot 30 times a game, she has no fear of that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any fear. And, you know, that's what's in Rochester's, people that are from Rochester, that's in their blood, Paul.
You
know,
as a fellow
Rochesterian, no, yeah,
it's
believe
the no
me,
fear she's, capital of upstate
she's
New
got,
York.
She's got more talent in the basketball court in her pinky finger than I had in my whole body in any of my high school career. But yeah, she is just flat out special. I mean, when you watch her, her quickness, her ability to pull up on a dime, I think, and you mentioned the timid factor. It's not there. It just doesn't seem to phase. I think a lot of times when players make the transition from the high school to college game, it takes them a minute to get that game to slow down for them, to get the feel of it and to get into a rhythm. And she's just a gamer and, you know, one of those kids where when the game's on the line and the shot clock's running down, there's a no-brainer that you want to put the ball in her hands. And to have that as a freshman and know that you've got 4 years of that is pretty special.
It's not fair to compare her to Sierra Dillard at this point, and that's because of what Sierra accomplished. But the comparisons are going to be there. They're both from Rochester. They both play with a flair and a style. Now that you've had a chance to see De'Asia a couple of times in game action, tell everybody how you think she does compare to Sierra, or maybe how she's a different player.
Yeah, I mean, while premature, it's also natural, right? They come from a similar area. Both play the guard position and both have a certain way that they carry themselves in the court. And I do. I mean, it's early in the season and I've only seen it a couple times, you know, in game action, but the flashes are there. I mean, the body language, the look in their eyes where, you know, it's me and the basket. And if you're in between us, then you're going to have a problem. And it's just, you know, it's fun to watch. I think her teammates enjoy it. I think she feeds off of Hannah Hall really well. You've seen them work well together in practice and mesh really well on the floor together. And she plays off her teammates really well. And then when it's time to go, it's time to go, and she's ready.
For the second straight year, early season without Summer Hemphill, as we now know, out listed week to week with a leg injury, not likely going to play in the women's basketball's next game, which is Saturday at Niagara. That's a 4:00 start at the Gallagher Center. It felt like there were some benefits last year without Summer. Can there be benefits this year for a younger team trying to find its way without its best player for however long that's going to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look at it that way if you want to go glass half full. I mean, you don't ever want to play any games without the best player on the floor and, you know, the best women's player in Western New York. You don't want to have her be out for any amount of time, but, you know, the plus side of it is you get to see some players in some different roles. You know, they're going to have to up their minutes. They're going to have to play in different spots on the floor. And listen, she's the type of athlete and the type of player that the minute they get her back, it'll be a great thing and they'll plug her right back in there. But it certainly helps to get some other players battle tested and to play with some different lineups, because you never know what could the rest of the season could bring, and foul trouble and so many other things. So to be able to have the experience to to pick and choose and play people in different roles right now can only be beneficial down the line.
She is Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director for Athletic Communications. Her focus on the UB women's basketball team that has gotten its season off to a good start already. You mentioned Hannah Hall's name. To me, Hannah Hall seems ready and willing to accept a bigger role of leadership. With summer out, do you get the sense that she's ready to accept it now and maybe even accept it on the court as well, too?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely see it. I mean, listen, the point guard, you're a natural floor general, right? You have to in order to be a successful point guard, you have to have those leadership tendencies out there. And I think, you know, you can definitely see the way she's directing traffic out there and the way the offense is running through her. But, you know, off the court as well, I think, you know, she realizes she's one of four upperclassmen, so you don't really have much choice. But I think her experience with the Canadian national team this summer at the Pan American Games down in Peru, I think she was able to kind of see how those veterans on that team led and to have the experience of, you know, playing against the best players in the world. I think she was able to draw from that a lot and bring that back here to Buffalo, and her teammates are certainly reaping the benefit.
We talked about De'Asia Fair. There are a host of other newcomers on this team that I think Bulls fans are already intrigued about, whether they've read about their accomplishments overseas or seen them through the first two games of the season. Of that group, give us everybody a sense of who you think may ultimately be a player or the players that are going to play bigger roles as the season goes on.
Yeah, I mean, the easy answer is all of them, just from a body standpoint and from what they can all bring. I think Jessica Schiffer and Aliyah Gaba, who are the two Germans, I think both of them might take a little bit of time to come into the college game and adjust to the Buffalo system, but both has shown in the early goings here. Jessica is a lethal three-point shooter that can pull up at any minute and knock down that shot. And Aliyah, there's not a body like her in our conference. And I think, you know, when the game slows down for her a little bit, she could really dominate. But I think, you know, one that stuck out to me other than De'Asia in the early going has been Lauren Christie. Her body, it's funny. It reminds me of a Courtney Wilkins, just the way she's built and her ability to space the floor with just a beautiful three-point jump shot. But she's a matchup nightmare because, unlike Courtney, I think Lauren can put the ball on the floor a little bit better, and she can drive in there and create shots for her teammates, and that really becomes a matchup problem, because if you put a big kid out there, she's going to blow by him, and if you put a small guard on her, she's going to shoot right over the top of him. So I think she's really going to be a floor spacer and a big advantage for Buffalo this season.
All right, next chance to get a look at those young players, if you want to make the quick drive up to Niagara, is Saturday when the UB women's team takes on the Purple Eagles. That's a 4:00 tip-off. Next home game is this coming Tuesday when another local rival, Canisius, will come into Alumni Arena for a 7:00 start. Sarah, appreciate the insight as always. She is the Assistant Director for Athletic Communications, Sarah Trinelli. She'll be a regular guest here on the UB Basketball Insider. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. We'll talk a little more about the start to the season and get her insight into what's going on with the UB women's team as we wrap up. Final edition coming up of the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We're getting you ready for really what is officially the start of the basketball seasons here at UB, and particularly for the women's basketball season. Earlier, had a chance to sit down with Bulls head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. Well, here we are on the brink of yet another soon-to-be exciting UB women's basketball season. It's always fun to catch up with you and find out what you're thinking about going into a new season. And there's a lot of transition, as there generally is in your sport, but is there a little more that you're dealing with this year?
Not really. The nerves are the same. I'm still nervous. I still can't sleep. And my husband is like thinking that I'm still crazy after all these years. It's exciting, though. It's so exciting to get going, to get started. And yes, we have a young team. And yes, we arguably was one of the youngest teams in the country. But it's the same. It's the same nervousness. And, you know, the ball goes up and it's 5-on-5 and officials and no wait and see.
Is it part of the fun of what you do, and it's just the nature of college athletics? You develop great players, and then they leave, and then you now have to develop the next great players. Is that what you enjoy the most about your job?
I do. I really do. And it's not the basketball piece that I enjoy the most. It's the young ladies that come to me and to see them grow into young women and then phenomenal women. I'm really excited about how they become, you know, the mothers and the wives and the partners and things of that nature. That's where it's all really fun for me. But in the meantime, in order to keep the job, you got to win some games. So we got to help them get better on the basketball court too.
All right. So 11 of your 15 players are freshmen or sophomores. So before we talk about that large group, let's talk about the four that are going to lead the way for you as your upperclassmen: Summer Hemphill, Hannah Hall, Teresa Onwuka, Marissa Hamilton. How much are you relying on those four ladies, not only for what they're going to do on the basketball court, but maybe what they're going to do off it?
My heart putters when I walk in the gym in the morning and see Marissa in the gym getting 500 shots up. I'm like, we need that, please. It's only four of you. And they're getting it. They're getting it. They're asking questions. They're leading now. It was hard at the beginning because it was overwhelming for not just them, but for me too. I have a young staff as well. But now as we're getting comfortable in our shoes and we're understanding our role, they know that they're outnumbered as upperclassmen, but they know that they have to do their big sister stuff. And now that, you know, we have a month or two under our belts, we are becoming better, and I like that.
We have seen more than just flashes of brilliance from Summer Hemphill. That goes without saying. But now you're going to rely on her and maybe need her to not have them be flashes, but them to be week in, week out, game in and game out. Is she ready for that?
She's definitely ready, and she's going to have to be ready a little bit more with her voice and with her, this is not what we do, this is our expectation, this is our standard type thing right now. And I think that's what's the most uncomfortable for her. We know she can play. You know that she's going to do her thing on the court. What we're trying to grow is her ability to let the young people know what we stand for. And she's doing a lot better job with that.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that group of the 11 freshmen and sophomores that are going to be very key members of your team. Who are some of that group, some that we've already seen a little bit last year that were freshmen last year, but I know you've been excited about the freshman group this year. So give us a little overview on that group of young ladies.
I like our young ladies from Germany. They're very smart. They catch on to the plays very quickly. And, you know, you run a play, they're going to know exactly what to do. They don't know the intensity of our way yet, and they are going to have to learn that piece. I think Lauren's going to be special. Lauren Christie, she's can shoot the ball at a high clip, but she's not shooting the ball well right now. Now she's realizing she knows how to get to the basket, and she knows how to make free throws, and so she's really driving the ball well. The one that got the IQ of the game, in my opinion, is De'Asia Fair. She feels the game very well. She reminds me of a Sierra Dillard, if you will. Come from the same area, same area playing basketball, Rochester. And I think that she's going to really be a spark. And I think that she's going to start the season with us on a starting five. And And we're going to grow from there.
She is one of the most self-confident freshmen on your team that I have ever met. Is that a good thing? Is that what you're looking for her to be if she's going to play a key role like that?
That's what I'm looking for in all women. You know, you notice it a lot in women because it's not everyone that has that kind of assuredness, if you will. You find that a lot in men's basketball and all over the country. I'm trying to get kids like her to really know. Even if you don't know, you feel comfortable with what you are presenting out there, it's a good thing. And I like that about her. And there's a lot of things she don't know, but she doesn't know what she don't know. And I know what she doesn't know, and I'll help her with that. But that confident level, that's what my whole motivation of being a coach is to create that in young people, and she has already have it.
All right, what do or don't you know about your competition throughout the Mid-American Conference? What I do know is that your number one rival, Central Michigan, has gone through a coaching change with the retirement of Sue Guevara, but what else are you getting a feel for what the MAC's going to look like?
Not at all. I just know we're going to be tough. We always are. We have great coaches. Not good. We have great coaches that turned down some really high-level BCS jobs to stay in this conference because of how comfortable it is here and how competitive we all are. I just think Trisha's doing a great job. Trisha's doing a great job over at Toledo. Miami of Ohio got a new coach, and she's really a spark. Central Michigan, they didn't change. They just, you know, they changed, but they didn't have to reload because their assistant coach is now in their head. And all the coaches, Ball State, he's awesome, and Western Michigan's growing. And we're nervous about the first game, second game. We clearly are nervous about the MAC competition, but we'll be ready.
I know you will. Felicia, good luck this season.
Thank you so much, and go Bulls.
Felicia Legette-Jack is right that she's going to rely on her veteran players this season, but we also saw earlier in the week that some young, exciting players like De'Asia Fair are going to have the ability to contribute in huge ways to this UB women's basketball team. Of course, Fair with the 24 points and 10 rebounds in her very first game, one of the best debuts ever in UB women's basketball history. Felicia's women's team plays Saturday at Niagara, a 4 o'clock tip-off at the Gallagher Center. Then they're back home again on Tuesday when they host Canisius. The men's team in action tomorrow night here at Alumni Arena, their season opener against Dartmouth, and then they're back to work again on Monday against Nazareth. So lots of good stuff going on the basketball front. We are off and rolling on the UB Basketball Insider Show. Thank you for listening to this week's edition. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. This has been the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.